Welcome to Sem Torah for Purim. In the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lametet Amud Bet, Rav Matana is asked a number of questions. One of these questions is, Haman min haTorah minayin, from where do we derive Haman from the Torah? Rav Matana answers this question with a pasuk from Bereshit Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hamin haEx. Here, the first word Hamin can be read as Haman. And the second word, ha'et, the tree, can refer to the tree or gallows upon which Haman was hanged. Two questions arise here. Is there really an allusion to Haman in this pasuk? And why, in the first place, would we search for an allusion in the Torah to this wicked person Haman? The Baalei Musa answer that we are not interested in Haman himself, but rather in his personality and character traits, so that we can learn from them. The Gemara suggests that we find his personality traits indicated in the description of Adam HaRishon. For Adam had everything, yet he was still not satisfied. Knowing that he was denied only the fruit from the tree of knowledge, Etz Hadat, he craved that as if he had nothing else, and this is what destroyed him. The same can be said for Haman. He was the most powerful and influential person in the kingdom, except for the king himself, yet he was still not satisfied. He was irked beyond measure by the fact that an elderly Jew clad in sackcloth and ashes refused to bow down to him. This destroyed all his pleasure and contentment in everything he possessed. Haman gritted his teeth in rage and declared, "All this is worth nothing to me every time I see Mordechai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." This depiction of moral failing is the real reason for the allusion to Haman in the Torah. This is the first idea we have to take with us for Purim, the idea of Ezehu Ashir, Asamech Bechalko, being satisfied with what we have. The second idea I want to discuss is the difference between Purim and the other Chagim. There are two differences, major differences, between Purim and the other Chagim that we have. The first one is, regarding other Chagim, we are told, V'samachta b'chagecha. And yet with Purim, we're not told V'samachta b'chagecha. Instead, we are told that we are supposed to make Purim La'asot otam yemei mishteh v'simcha. We should make Purim into days of feasting and simcha, of joy. So why this difference between Purim and the other Chagim? A second question is, on other Chagim, we have the Suda at the beginning of the Chag. Whereas with Purim, we wait till the end of the Chag. It's preferable to have the Suda after Mincha on Purim itself. Why is this difference between Purim that we have the Suda at the end of the Chag instead of at the beginning of the Chag? So the Shem Yishmael offers a beautiful idea. He says that whereas regarding other Chagim, they have some intrinsic Simcha that we have to celebrate. Hence, having the Suda at the beginning of the Chag, on Leil HaSeder, we have the Pesach, we have the Suda at the beginning of the Chag, Sukkot, we have at the beginning of the Chag. However, on Purim, Purim itself has no intrinsic simcha. Rather, we have to give Purim its simcha. La'asot otam yemei mishteva simcha. It is for us to give Purim its simcha. How do we give Purim its simcha? By the continuation of that pasuk at the end of the Megillah reads, La'asot otam yemei mishteva simcha, mishloach manot ish l'reyehu u'matanot le'evyonim. How do we gain that simcha on Purim? It's by giving to other people. It's by giving mishloach manot. It's by making sure that evyonim, the poor people, have money and taking care of other people who need it. And only after have we fulfilled these mitzvot of matanot evyonim and mishloach manot do we then sit down, having achieved that simcha, to celebrate with a suuda at the end of Purim. I think these two ideas are essential to our achieving our own simcha. First of all, to be satisfied with what we have. And second of all, to spend our time giving to other people. And if we can achieve these two wonderful traits, then I think that through that we can bring the Simcha of Purim to the rest of the year. Purim Sameach.